I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
No, I'm not going to bother Dan Jesse Waters about not wearing green to the Eagles game. Come on now. The guy's a big national star that we have here. You can do that. I'll say my producer wants to know that.
Go ahead. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Okay.
Come on. The guy's got to wear green.
All right. He'll be here at 1 o'clock today, and he was at the Eagles game. He's a big Eagles fan. He does salute Philadelphia everywhere he goes.
I want to know why he's an Eagles fan. What was it? His dad?
He grew
was
up
it...
here.
Yeah, I know. But is there something that he remembers was the moment that he became a big Eagles fan?
Oh, this sounds like an interrogation, not a pleasant afternoon.
I want to know how deep it goes, man. I want to know if it's really true.
It's one of America's great stars. All right. That's not going to get you on prime time. That's my destination.
Didn't you go to high school with Joe DeCamera over at WIP or something like that?
Ah, you know what? I'm marking it down. DeCamera, don't bring that up either.
I think DeCamera said a couple of times.
We'll have to see. We'll see if that's true, too, that DeCamera went to the same school. I know he went to Trinity University, too. All right. Couple of things. One, up on Twitter, I find this to be amazing, and we'll chart it throughout the show. I'm a no. A lot of people are no's. I thought it would be overwhelming what Gloucester City Schools, I think it's Gloucester City, they are going to be opening 2 hours later on the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday. And I thought it'd be a slam dunk, like 80% of people, 90% would say yes. But surprisingly, and people are putting reasons down at Dom Show 1210. One, come on, these kids are already well behind. How many more things are you going to do? Two, we didn't do that when the Phillies won or the Flyers. One person.
Yeah, but it's the Eagles. Come on. But
yeah, well, right.
Like I'm totally on the side of they should have a 2 hour delay.
Yeah,
after the Super
let's
Bowl.
Just do that every day. Yeah.
No, yes. It's not. How many times do the Eagles go to the Super Bowl? It's a huge
local
event. Well,
every 5 years. So there's a kid that's lost 2 days of school.
I think giving the kids the opportunity to stay up late to watch the team, to relish in the enjoyment that they might not get to experience again for a long time, is a fantastic thing to allow.
How many of these kids are actually going to be staying up and doing that, though?
A lot. I think a lot of them
maybe
are.
The high school.
And then on top of that, the parents. I mean, it's nice.
Yeah.
If you have a parent that works from home, maybe they can, you know, wake up a little bit later because they don't have to get the kids ready for a 8:30 start time.
Another phony holiday is creeping into our schedule, the Monday after Super Bowl Sunday.
I love it.
All right, 855-839-1210. Should that be a day off, federally paid
I'm
holiday?
I'm a supporter of excused absences for parade appearances
no,
as well.
No, sure. Well, I might go with that. That I'm more on board
really?
With.
Really? Okay.
If because that's the individual parent. Yeah, closing down the whole school, though, that's a little bit different. All right.
Yeah.
And what if the Eagles lose? Well, then the kids shouldn't have to go to school that day. The trauma of that. 855-839-1210. You get in. Is that a good idea? I'm surprised, though. It was almost 50-50 at one point. A lot of people voting, too, at Dom Show 1210.
It's 58-42 right now.
Oh, okay. Now it's increased. Yeah, I thought it's easy to say yes on this. Should it be a holiday? And if so, what holiday would we kick out?
Margaret writes in, absolutely not. These children are so far behind now, and we have a parade, another day lost.
Yes. There you go.
Make it up at the end of the year.
That's right. Yes. What federal holiday should we cut
start
out?
Before Labor Day?
All right. Now, Liz Breed Havey, I mentioned yesterday, sent me something. She's gathering material. She'll probably be here next week. But here's the gist of it. Yesterday, the Republicans won a Senate seat One Republican became they got a higher office of some sort. So they tagged in another Republican. They won in an area that is solidly Republican. In fact, it's kind of MAGA country. Here's the thing, though. It's believed that mail-in balloting played a big role in this. Now, you know that in an area like that in Pennsylvania, people are very suspect of mail-in voting. I still am. But the wisdom is use mail-in voting to then get rid of mail-in voting. I just like the idea of people all showing up en masse at the polls. None of this other nonsense. There's so many drawbacks to it. But for now, this is what we have to do to win. And isn't that what it's about? So it's believed in the state Senate race that mail-in balloting, Republicans really went to town and people did not object to it. Even though in the past, they saw mail-in balloting as full of shenanigans in the election of 2020. I think that's a great sign. When Mastriano came on recently, he was in favor of it. Now, use it as an excuse. Maybe he would have won if we had, you know, all that stuff. But it's about winning. And that's what I was saying yesterday when it comes to the presidential race, is it not? Between DeSantis and Trump monitoring who stands the best chance, ultimately, it's going to be a long process of winning. Now, Robert Cahaley will be here at 1:30 today. He's the head of the Trafalgar Group, the pollster that we really like. And in a South Carolina poll, which is one of the big primary states, he has Trump up 18 points over DeSantis. But in other places across the country, he sees a really tight race. He also has a poll up on investigating Fauci, and it's not nearly as high. I think it's in the mid-50s of people who want an all-out investigation of Fauci is one of the things Republicans do. I think that's kind of low, but it's Cahaley, it's Trafalgar. We'll ask him about all those things at 1:30 today. All right, phone lines, though, are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is just push #1210. My point with this mail-in balloting thing, I get very little blowback now. People get it. What a disadvantage is if Republicans don't have a first-class mail-in balloting campaign, it's going to make it more difficult to win. And that's what it's about, ultimately. It's about winning with as many conservative principles intact as possible in the candidate and taking that office that they're going to execute those.
You play to win the game.
Okay. Thank you. All right. Now, on the Hunter Biden front, and, you know, Hunter Biden is the face of privilege. Entitlement. He's a, he's a crack addict at one point, among other things. He sells his artwork, which is crap, for millions of dollars. It's hard to believe. Well, Hunter Biden has new lawyers who are more aggressive. And what they're doing is they're calling for a full, all-out investigation of Tucker Carlson, Rudy Giuliani, and a bunch of other people because they had used some of Hunter Biden's personal property. All right. And the personal property that he's talking about is the laptop. Who are these attorneys that this guy's going to go aggressive now? He's threatening to sue the world. He is the face of privilege. You want to see privilege? Look in the face, Hunter Biden. How many things has this guy engaged in? How much money has he gotten through one means or another? It is stunning. So he's admitting the laptop is his. It's his personal data property.
Hold on a sec. I thought it was Russian disinformation, Dom.
Oh, yeah. Well, no longer. That's right. And he wants everybody sued who's been using this to smear him, he says. So we'll see how far this goes. Now, I'm looking in the Inquirer today, too, 855-839-1210. Big piece by someone called Nina the 19th, or Nina 19th.
Oy.
Yeah, already I'm not sure what that's about, but it's about savaging, along with the ACLU, savaging Ron DeSantis over the big win over the College Boards. So, Dan, I don't think I told you this one. Philadelphia Public Schools are going to teach a unit in their African-American history curriculum on MOVE. And they're using Mike Africa Jr., an activist and member of the MOVE family, who's worked to maintain the documents associated with and created by the group. Now, I don't think you were born. No, you weren't born, or it's pretty close. MOVE at its high point before Wilson Good bollocks the whole attempt to get him out of there. They were in a very small street, public neighborhood, raising livestock, Dan, like they were out in the middle of the Midwest or something, among other things.
Really?
Walking around.
Like goats or just chickens?
Anything.
Really?
Yes. Walking around with all kinds of heavy weapons on their rooftops and walking up and down the street, blaring over bullhorns. There's that bullhorn again.
Yep.
Around the clock sometimes. And guess what? People in that neighborhood who were liberal, in that neighborhood of Philadelphia, they complained to the police repeatedly. There was talk that they wouldn't let ambulances go up that street in fear that MOVE might get jumpy. Something was going on. And then when the police attacked, it was ridiculous what Wilson Good ordered. But can you imagine this insidious Mike Africa Jr. from this group? And there were not one, but two MOVE confrontations. The other one was out in Palatine Village, where they killed a cop and went to jail for that in the first one. Yeah, Philadelphia Public Schools is going to put that in their curriculum through the eyes of Mike Africa Jr. with the documents of the MOVE group. This is the type of thing that we're fighting in schools, the indoctrination. I mean, the Philadelphia Public Schools are a joke. We all know they're a joke. They're not a real school system. They're masquerading as it. They have abysmal results. It's mainly about grievance and indoctrination. Even the better schools now have been watered down due to the nonsense they've done with the magnet schools. And now, if you've lived here most of your life, a whitewashing, so to speak, a MOVE. That's what's going to be in the curriculum these kids will be taught. Just stunning. And that's what DeSantis is fighting in Florida, the same kind of MOVE with this College Board course that he got stopped. It's a huge victory.
Just clearing up some things, the 19th, it says her name and then comma the 19th, is a news source that she writes for. It's called the 19th. It's an independent nonprofit newsroom reporting on gender, politics, and policy.
There you go. I thought that was her name. Instead, it's just Nina.
I thought she was the 19th Nodger Niddle.
Yes, just Nina. I just have to put on the next column just in big black letters, Dom, with the M being three stories high. That's all. Dom, nothing else. So who? Dom. You got to know it or don't read the column. All right, 8-5. Yes.
Don't mean to take you like down a wrong path or left turn here,
yes.
But the stuff that happened with the Africas and the MOVE movement,
yes.
When it was set up here in Philadelphia, what was the difference between the situation with the MOVE kind of compound and now what we're seeing down with Atlanta and Antifa and the new kind of compounds?
This is a back to nature, if you can imagine, on a small street in Philadelphia, back to nature movement, like they were on a farm out there in the wilderness.
Gotcha.
And just acting as if it was their farm, the whole area. Mm. Now, I've been on TV shows where Ramona Africa, CN8, I've told this story. I didn't know you could curse like that even on cable. I started writing it down, keeping count. And it got so bad, the host can't control this. Can you control it? So I stood up in the segment coming back and we got into it. It was nuts. Just to put it mildly. All right, 855-839-1210. But that's what's going to be taught in Philadelphia public schools, MOVE, and the preachment of MOVE, and how wrong all this was.
Just one side of the situation, too.
Yeah, what were they supposed to do? The neighborhood could not take it anymore around the clock. Now, the idea of dropping a bomb on it and burning down the neighborhood, that was Wilson Good. But the idea of taking him out of the house? Yeah, of course they had to be taken out of that house. They were violating the law, hundreds of laws. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210.
Joan Cullen writes in, Dom, one of our friends, former Penridge?
School board president, yeah.
Says, at the risk of disappointing you, Dom, I must confess, years ago when the Eagles weren't even in the Super Bowl, I tried to rally support for making Super Bowl Monday a national holiday.
Oh, my God, say it ain't so. The mighty Casey has struck out. Okay, so a national holiday, does that mean Joan and others were going to take out some other holiday? And if so, which one? We've added Juneteenth, right? There you go.
Yeah.
Is it only in the city? No, national holiday.
I don't
holiday.
Know what holidays we celebrate anymore as a national holiday.
I would go through them.
Is Arbor Day a national holiday?
No, no. Flag Day's not. That's in Philadelphia. But Columbus Day, I still celebrate. Yes. I still celebrate June 12th. You know what that is? Electoral College Day. That ought to be a national holiday.
I'm so sure she's listening. If you want to explore, have her call in, Joan.
Yeah, tell us why you think the kiddies...
855-839-1210.
Yeah, 855-839-1210 can stand another day off for a national holiday. We got that going on. Coming up, I'll give you the side question of the day. And move back in the news, along with Hunter Biden. It's stunning, the aggression with Hunter Biden here, to go all out and engage in this. What kind of legal advice is that? Well, he thinks he'll buffalo his way through it. Can you imagine if they actually now start investigating all these people with Merrick Garland? Biden couldn't do that, right? Well, I don't know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jim Jordan on the show tomorrow at noon, high noon with Jim Jordan, Dom Giordano show, and I will ask him right out of the box, are you quaking in your boots that Hunter Biden is threatening to come after everybody, Fox News, Republicans, everything?
He's challenging to a wrestling match.
Yeah, there you go. My God, he is the face of just outright, and we're supposed to bow down because he was a crack addict and now he's not. No, I don't like the prodigal son nonsense, particularly with this guy. All right, 855-839-1210.
I thought about my idea there. WrestleMania is coming up. Wouldn't Vince McMahon make tons of money? You know, main event, Jim
and somebody
Jordan,
hit somebody
Hunter
over
Biden.
The head with a laptop.
Yeah,
exactly.
Oh, that'd be great.
All right, side question today. Dan saw this a little while back, and we said, boy, what an appropriate day to do it. This is the day, at least as far as we can tell, don't want to get into the weeds, the last Rush Limbaugh broadcast. So we thought today's side question, somebody who revolutionized their own lane, in Rush's case, talk radio, or somebody who revolutionized American culture, really made an impact, a difference, a pioneer, revolutionary. I remember with Rush, first time I heard it, the updates, Dan, which he stopped doing over the years, but the updates in the beginning were incredible. And Philadelphia was the last city to get Rush Limbaugh by choice. And we actually went to Seafood Shanties, the host at WWDB, at least three of us, with hundreds of listeners to eat seafood at Seafood Shanties, which were great, and listen to Rush Limbaugh at noon. You can imagine.
Just to go listen to the guy.
That as a promotion.
Wow.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. It was just, and I got to introduce him at the Academy of Music. And I never practice these things, but it was mandatory, you know, with the program director, not Greg, somebody else. We practiced to make sure we kept it under a minute, the whole thing. So, big day. All right, I'm going to take Henry Ford off the board.
Oh, that's a great one.
Because not only did he revolutionize the auto industry, but just the assembly line and things related to it. He is one of the biggest. Now, whether he actually invented it, no, but he revolutionized it. How about you?
I'm going to take the Nature Boy off, Dom. But not Ric Flair.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take Nature Boy Buddy Rogers off the board.
Ah, the originator on Rush.
The original.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And I say that because he was one of the first guys that, you know, he had the whole character persona and really changed the entire game of pro wrestling. And it became less the, you know, grizzly guy with the hairy chest and black tights. And it became more of a showy kind of event.
Yeah, Bruno Sammartino was somewhere in between.
That's who I had in mind when I was saying the hairy chest.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Jones,
yeah, you know? He adapted a little bit to it. But Dan, when I had him out at the old station, sitting there looking at his ears, oh my God.
Yeah.
And when he walked down the hall, he had to walk like this, like he was stalking somebody. It was frightening.
It's just a boulder.
Even as big as those guys were, taking out Bruno would have been pretty difficult. Yeah, he was a real deal. Yeah. All right, so that's what we're looking for at the end of your call. We got this situation now. Several schools. I don't think Catholic schools are doing it. You know, if you don't hold the line on this stuff, where does it end? Ah, oh, come on, Dom. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. No, they just did it 5 years ago. By the way, guess who's in Philadelphia today testifying in a big case? And Dan, if I'd had time, I'd get over there this afternoon and stake out the courtroom when he comes out. Mr. Nick Foles. Nick Foles is testifying in the case of a former special teamer, Bayorkas. It's kind of like the border guy, I think, something like that, who was a killer on special teams, hurt his knee, and the claim is that the Eagles didn't treat it well, their doctor.
Maragos.
Yeah, he's going to be the border czar next. And Nick Foles is testifying for Maragos today in Philadelphia, yeah.
Nick, if you're listening, hello, sir. Give us a ring, 855-839-1210. We'd love to talk to you again.
He was just on Twitter trending. Yeah, he's 34 years of age. The glory days of Nick Foles.
Best backup quarterback of all time, right?
Yes. The best, you could say, one-hit wonder, even though it was more than that. See, I think he's a lot better than a lot of people think because he came back and did it the next year, too. And I do have a soft spot for Carson Wentz. These guys on WIP saying he should have just sucked it up with Nick Foles sitting there. There's a statue of him every day when you go to work seeing the guy. You know, and the guy's so unassuming and nice. And yet magic happened. Not 1 year, but the next year. Alshon Jeffries didn't let a ball go through against the Saints. They would have been going to the Super Bowl against the Patriots again. And he would have done the same thing.
If you're Nick Foles looking back on your career, I mean, the guy made tons of money. He won a Super Bowl. But are you disappointed with how things shook out for you?
He's so religious. I don't think so.
No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's incredibly athletic. I can tell you that. I mean, just watching him behind the scenes, he was illustrating to me how he shoots a basketball. Apparently pretty good. I was going to give him the three. He's not going to take me down low. I'd hit him in the back of the head if he gets in the lane.
There's no way you can compete one-on-one with the guy, man. He'd be dunking on you.
Nobody dunks on Dom. Just get that straight. That's not happening.
Get an elbow right to the pelvis.
In fact, Dom Giordano Day this year might be me and Mayor Pete, who's an unbelievable shooter, 2-on-2 against anybody in the world that shows up in Wildwood Crest.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah?
We might draft you to intimidate due to size.
That's all I can do, though.
Yeah.
I mean, is it full court or half court?
Half court.
I'm good for half court.
Yeah, half court.
I'm good for half court.
Yeah, but Mayor Pete is a big-time scorer. He's short, but he likes to shoot. So do I. So
I can see that guy having a good shot, and I can see him calling in a ringer like when we had our 40-yard football throw.
We already have one. A guy who played, Mike Corrin, who played at Duke, played in the NBA for like four seasons.
Ah.
He's down there in Wildwood now. We've already recruited him, Dan. Well, you gave it away.
I mean, can he get like Frank Vogel or something?
You know what? He'll be coaching us. Can you see you show up in Mayor Pete? We have an all-star team there. Guy 6'5" across the back, and you got to beat us. We get a prize, the whole thing.
Fired from the Lakers. Now he's Dom Giordano's personal coach.
Right. I had nothing to do with it. Yes. All right. Let's go to Bob in South Jersey to kick it off on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bob. Welcome in.
Dom, how are you?
Good.
Just wanted to put some perspective on letting the children of Gloucester City the day after the Super Bowl have 2 hours. Why not? They haven't had a snow day.
Well,
and they probably won't this winter.
Yeah. So how well are you, you know, I know you can say, well, it's just one day. How well is Gloucester? Dan, look up the Gloucester City reading and math scores. How well are they doing post-pandemic?
Well, I need a little bit of time to find
Bob, what, are you there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I thought you were talking
to thank you for being so polite. Yeah, there you go. But, no, Bob, what I'm saying is is it just because of the Eagles?
An average of math proficiency score of 32% versus the New Jersey Public School average of 44%.
Uh-oh. That's not so good.
Yeah. And a reading proficiency score of 49% versus a statewide 57% average.
Yeah, I mean, what do they need to do reading a math for? Come on, they're going to be sports fans anyhow.
Like I said, what's 2 hours? And let's see, about the second question about revolutionizing something. How about Al Gore for inventing the Internet?
Oh, that is a great outside-the-box, right out of the box.
What a genius that Al Gore is.
That is the leader in the clubhouse. I like that one. That is very good. Now, George knows my soft spot, though. This next guy is beloved, honored, et cetera, that he's going to say. I don't think enough. I think he's in my top 10 of all time.
Are you talking about number one on the board?
No.
Oh, okay. Because I was going to say, number one, I think you're only saying that because of the recent film.
No. This guy does not get enough. And if you lived through that, you would agree. Let me go to George in Roxborough on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, George.
Hi, Dom. Jonas Salk.
Why did you choose Salk?
Because he revolutionized. He took people out of the iron lung. You could get a sugar cube or an injection, and he saved a lot of lives.
He is beyond. That's why I put him in my top 10. And apparently, I've seen news accounts where when they announced the polio vaccine, church bells were ringing across the United States. Think about that.
He was wonderful.
Yeah, that is a great one, and that is revolutionary. And maybe if we had somebody of that credibility, George, we might have done better on the vaccine front now. You know what I mean? There was such great scientific credibility there.
I do understand.
Thank you, George. That's a good one. Yeah, I have a soft spot for Salk, to put it mildly.
That sounded like Droopy the dog at the end there.
Yeah.
I do understand.
All right. What's going on Twitter, Dan? Is the mob now saying just give them off? They can't read anyhow or what?
It's saying, refreshing, 55.9% yes. Area schools should have a two-hour delay after the Super Bowl.
All right. Is your school, where your kids go or grandkids, do you know, are they going to be off? And if they're not, do you support them? And, Dan, the other thing on this, I'm surprised that 45% are saying no. I thought it'd be like 10%.
Yeah.
And
I still think it should be 10%.
Yeah, because there's an affinity towards saying, oh, what the hell, let's have the day off after Super Bowl Sunday. That should be a national holiday.
Hassan Bin Sober writes, and having off for National Hangover Day is one of the dumber things I've ever heard. How about having off once every 4 years for Inauguration Day instead?
Oh, that too.
Pete Smith.
Now, wait a minute. I just wanted to, before you get to Pete Smith, Dan, people want days off to vote, too. How many days are you going to get people off? Go ahead.
Pete Smith, a Republican heavy hitter up in the Northeast Philly here, says, I'm not on a two-hour delay for work. Kids just need to be careful not to slip on the grease at Cotman in Frankfurt. Bob says, they should move the Super Bowl to Saturday and rearrange the mass schedule. Why are they not doing the Super Bowl on Saturday is kind of what I picked from that tweet.
They're not doing it on Saturday. Why does the NFL? Well, they own Sunday. Sunday is the day that we watch
Sunday,
football.
But what else is on Saturday in the middle of February?
I read some analysis on that, and Saturday is not a great viewing night for whatever reason. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking about a Super Bowl here. It's kind of an anomaly, is it not? Like, I think if you put it on a Tuesday night, people would still be going crazy watching
not
the Super Bowl.
Not to the level, though. Look, I don't like a lot of things about them. What they've done with football rules, you know what I've said. No, if I'm refereeing, you fumbled. I don't want to hear down by contact. And guess what? The guy caught the ball. He doesn't need to take 14 steps and look at it in slow motion. He caught it. Let's move on. I can referee that. So they're dumb in some things, Dan, but they must know there's a reason why they still do it on Sunday. If you Google it, I think there's been something they've said.
I have a conspiracy theory.
Yeah, go ahead.
Why NFL owns Sunday. Well, I know college football plays into it heavily, especially down in the South on Saturdays. You don't want to compete with that. But do you think there's any truth to a theory that I just came up with that possibly they want to keep it on Sundays to keep people out of bars? Because that has more TVs total. So if you have a bar, you have, 200, 300 people watching one TV versus if everyone's watching it at their home, it kind of, brings up those TV ratings astronomically rather than, everyone going to bars to watch it on Sundays. Not many people are going to bars to watch games.
Ah, they're against bar with, like, the blue laws in their head. Oh, I can't be going to a bar on a Sunday.
Yeah.
That's an interesting, yeah. We have to ask the bar.
Just for TV
there.
Viewership, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Drive that up.
They have their reasons. And otherwise, I think Saturday's a better fit, too. All right, phone lines. And what's with all the guacamole?
What's wrong with guacamole?
Nothing, but I mean, it's like suddenly it's a thing beyond
belief.
Yeah,
I know, and it's delicious. That's why it's a thing.
All right. Well, I think the avocado
is
the
thing. Are you an avocado hipster? I know avocado are hipster foods, but you're like a hipster.
Yes. Yeah. Joan Cullen calling in. She says to face the music. That's right, Joanie. Public education is disappointed in Joan Cullen today.
She says she's calling in two-faced.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. You should. Penridge, what a disgrace. So, Dan, we have to find from people, though, and you can hit us on Twitter if you can't spend the time to call in. What schools are open and what schools are closed? I mean, is this that widespread? Dawn said Germantown Academy is. We know that Gloucester City seemed to start it or got on the map with it. Catholic schools, I don't think, are going to do it.
A tweet we got out there on the station Twitter right now. Should we do this again? Michelle asked, or said Philly schools administration offices were closed for the 2018 parade. It will happen again. We're asking on our Twitter, should we do that again? And you mentioned, making the choice of an excused absence on the parents, but still having school is the way you'd go. Would you support for a parade closing school for everybody?
I still don't think you ought to do it.
Okay.
Now look at what we're into, Dan. Yeah, kids come 2 hours late on the Monday of our fraudulent school system. And oh, by the way, you're going to be off for the parade, too. And then on snow days, you're going to be on Zoom, which we know doesn't work. And then it's too hot at certain points for the Philadelphia public schools. They're off. They're one of the biggest fraudulent enterprises in the history of the world. See if you can get that superintendent. I know you've been working. Oh, I see another potential winner on here, Dan, on the side today. Take a look at line five. Yes. The first time I saw the guy do that, I went, oh, my God. How breaking of tradition
yeah,
that was.
That's a great answer.
All right.
Out of the box, too.
Do we still have those stocks somewhere? When they used to put people in the public square in the stocks for the embarrassment.
Oh, come on. It should be you in those stocks.
No,
today,
it's going to be Joan Cullen, former presidente of the Penridge Schools.
Joan Cullen, today's worst person in the world! You're bad!
I agree with Oberman here.
Oh, no!
And Will Bunch.
Oh, they'd never be the
day we saw
that.
They probably agree with her this day, so it's against me. Let's go to Joan. Hello, Joan. Welcome in.
Hello. I'm sorry to disappoint you today, Dom.
No, you're not disappointed. That's a fantastic idea, Joan.
I blame the naivete of youth.
Okay, that's always good.
It was at least like 15 years ago. I think I was in my 30s at the time. So I, I even made a Facebook group, Dom.
How far did it go?
To make this a national holiday.
Were you getting politicians on board, Joan? Was this like going that deep?
No, I think I maybe got 8 people on board. So
you know, Jim Jordan's coming on tomorrow, Dan. I got to ask him, Jim, what do you think of a Super Bowl national holiday? Let's see if he says anything on that.
Just a reminder, Joan, regular friend of the show, before the break we said she proposed at one point to rally support for making a Super Bowl Monday a national holiday. So, I mean, Joan, it's a great idea.
What would we take out then?
I don't know what we would kick out, but, you know, hear me out a little bit. It's something that could bring the whole country together, right? We're so divided over many things.
Hey,
I think this is something, a kumbaya moment, Tom.
Oh.
We could have, but I don't want to disappoint the Penridge children, but students. But I we haven't been asked to do a delay or have a day off, and I don't think because of the reasons you said that it would be a good idea. But you know, parents always have that choice.
Yeah. Now look, that's where it comes down to. If you as a parent think it's worthwhile, I had to make that decision occasionally with DJ and Luke. I support that, Dan, but just the general proviso,
I don't know how things have changed inside schools, but, Joan, do you guys have, like, excused absences still, and do you count them, and would this count towards an excused absence in Penridge, or is that something you'd be open to?
I'm not sure if it counts as an excused absence. I do have a philosophy about, for, you know, my own personal family, about vacations and time with family, moments like this. I think everything's an educational experience when you're spending time with your family and learning how to be, you know, learning how to navigate a city, take a train, do whatever, get yourself around and travel somewhere. So I kind of have a different philosophy from what some people might have about parents excusing things. I'm not sure if it would count necessarily as an excused absence, so I don't want to say that it would.
Can I ask you where you stand on this? Is a great topic. I mean, where do you stand on that? Do you think parents should, for family events? I mean, it's education, right? Especially, you know, spending time with family.
I think it's parental choice. Yeah, I'm in favor of it.
Yeah, I'm in favor of it 100%. Because as I said, every moment that you have with your family, you're learning how to be a good mother, a good father, a good sibling. You're learning how to navigate your way through the world, interact with different people, different cultures. I can make anything educational, really. So
Hi! Give that kid some credit. All right, so Joan, who's a revolutionary?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask me that, and I was listening. I like the Jonas Salk answer. It's a lot of pressure. I was already feeling pressure because I know I disappointed you today. So, but did you take our founding fathers off the board?
That's a great
answer.
Definitely, that is a revolutionary doctrine.
Before you let go, Joan, I got a question for her.
Yes.
Joan, did you happen to watch that 50th anniversary of Schoolhouse Rock last night on ABC?
No, I couldn't.
Oh,
I was out, but a friend. I was at a wrestling match, which turned out well for Penridge, but and my boy. So I didn't get to watch it, but a friend did, and she said she was disappointed.
Yeah, it was so cringeworthy. It was terrible.
Founding fathers, Joan. Thank you, Joni. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Take care, guys.
Joan Cohen, school board president, who usually holds the line. Dan, the question is, though, and that's why I need to hear more from the people, though. With that as a backdrop, a lot of people wanting it as a national holiday. Eagles in it this time. By the way, I'm looking at the pool of Steph Curry now. I've been on it this week.
Wow.
Oh, my God. It's beyond Olympic size.
Beautiful.
The house, though, I'm paying $30 million for that.
Well,
my God.
The land. I mean, you're saying it's $8 million.
It must be the land because the house is not up to Dom Dome standards there, unless there's something.
It's a beautiful house.
Yeah, but not for the type of money we're talking about. Yeah. I don't think so. So, but the pool alone. Oh, he doesn't. We don't want to see him looking at our pool, the homeless people and all. Steph Curry. He is a fraud of fraud. I'm surprised. I really am.
Yeah.
I didn't like his politics, but I didn't think he was fraudulent like this. All right, so founding fathers. Goes into the hat.
Dude, if
that's
I got that rich, I'd be on a ranch. Like, why are you living in a neighborhood?
Yeah, exactly.
It's what's the sprawling amount of land that's far
well,
off?
Well, that's part of the pretension. You know, we're actually living. Our kids are experiencing diversity and all.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I don't think they are, buddy. I like to see that diversity. Yeah, well, you know, there's some billionaires and some millionaires. That's diversity. 855-839-1210.
If you have that much money, you live on a ranch, you hire a professional teacher to be a private tutor for your kid, and you teach him at home. Like, I just...
So, very close, like 9-point win here for people saying, yeah, give them the 2 hours off. I want to hear it from the 45%. What is it that they see here that they don't like? I thought it would be 80-20, 90-10, you know, just me and a few cranks on this one. Instead, though.
Have you willingly admit your position on
yes,
this one?
Yes, exactly. 855-839-1210, you can get in. I'll ask Jesse Waters about that. He mocks what he did in school. You know, that's part of the shtick, Dan. He's very smart. I've done stuff, you know, with him around stuff. He's Trinity College. Yeah, he knows exactly what he's doing. He's probably going to say, give the kids off.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, it is Dom time. Democrats holding their annual or biannual, whatever it is, convention in town at the Sheraton on Saturday. Oh, man, all the Democrat
Seasons
stars will be here. Yeah, it's the Sheraton.
Why not the Four Seasons?
Come I on. Don't understand. They're persons of the people. You'd think they would hold it in a tent out on Vine Street or something. Yeah, can you see that? We're really not like those Republicans.
Remember the tent city over at JFK?
Yes.
Yeah, do it right there.
Yeah, exactly right. I may have to nose around and just see who I see here coming to town on Saturday. And a caller told Jim that Roman Catholic would be off after the Super Bowl. So I'm not sure. They kind of make their own rules. I don't think they're part of the Archdiocese when it comes to that stuff. At least I remember in the past they may or may not be. How about your school? Are they off? Do they have a two-hour delay? You know, all the things that... How about with the parents, though? I'm not sure if... you think this is a benefit to the parents. There are parents that have to go into work, though. They're not getting the 2 hours off.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, how are they going to get the kids to school?
Right, these causes.
Well, it's an excuse they can use now. They got to get their kids to school, so it's a nice excuse.
Yes,
to sleep
and I'm sure they're going to be saying it at work. Yeah, particularly if they don't win. All right, Jesse Waters will be next. Some people critical didn't have Eagles green on at the Eagles game this week. Come on, the guy's a big star coming back to Philly. He always supports Philadelphia. He'll be with us in a moment. Let me go to Stephen Buckingham on who is this revolutionary who reinvented like Rush did talk radio. Let's go to Steve. Hey, Steve, good afternoon.
Hi, thank you for having me on, and thank you for remembering Rush today. Mine was Dick Fosbury, who revolutionized the high jump.
Do you remember the first time I vaguely remember, I can't give the date, that I saw Fosbury do the Fosbury flop, Steve? And
It was in the 1968 Olympics, okay?
It was, yeah?
Yes.
Wow.
It was the 1968 Olympics. That was a huge Olympics in Mexico City. And Fosbury won the gold medal with that. Bob Beamon won the high long jump in that. A record of 29 feet 2 inches that lasted for decades.
I don't know if that's been broken. Has the Beamon record been broken?
I think it has. I think it has, but it took a long, it took 20 years.
Yeah, but when Fosbury just did that, it was like magical. Yeah, why didn't we think of doing that before?
It was incredible. He worked on it very hard. He had to make his approach in a J shape. So he actually had to turn himself around while he was still running.
Yeah.
And then launch himself. It was incredible. It was a lot of study and creative thought on his part.
Oh, without a doubt. Yep. And do most, I think all high jumpers now, you know what this would be similar to, even though what Fosbury did is much more difficult. When was the last straight-on field goal kicker? And the first guy that kicked soccer style, I remember, was one of the go-go acts, probably.
It was.
They were mocked. Like, yeah, look at this guy kicking a football that way. You know?
Yeah.
It's very similar to that.
Yeah. Or Darryl, you Permian.
I kick a touchdown, yes. All right, I got you on that. Fosbury, Dan. Yeah. I mean, imagine running at full speed, turning yourself, and then after doing that, as the caller Steve just said, throwing yourself over the bar. I think the advantage is less likely to hit it with your lower body than doing it the old-fashioned way.
Bob Beamon, still the Olympic record holder, but Mike Powell in 1991 jumped 2 feet further and holds the world record.
I like records that are not broken. You know what? And if I had the guy, Dan, you know how I am. If I had the record, you got to come on before, like Hank Aaron had to do this with Pumpkinhead Barry Bonds. Well, I won't have any problem. I salute him if he breaks my record. I'm not saying it. I'm coming on and saying, I hope they strike him out every time or something happens. I want my record. Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We got to do that sometime. Unbreakable records.
Yeah, unbreakable records. Yeah, something that will never be done.
Ricky Henderson's 1,400 stolen bases.
Yeah, that's not going to be done because they don't, or no one's going to come. I don't think anybody's going to win 300 games in Major League Baseball. It's impossible.
Boston Celtics winning 8 straight championships.
Yeah, kind of a fraudulent record. I was, yeah, they cheated a lot. All right, phone lines are 855-839. I mean, what do you do if you go into a locker room, Dan, and it's freezing and you're playing them there and they do it intentionally? Do you start? I thought of all kinds of things. Do you bring in firewood and set it on fire? You know, you got to fight fire with fire. Can you imagine?
You're bringing propane heaters.
Yeah, we're bringing in propane heaters. What are you going to do about it? All right, 855-8. Jesse Waters is next. Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.